Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go around the country, guys and gals. It's the Thursday Throwdown. It's Wrestle Talk, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles. My sidekick, a brother, a friend, a mentor, Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh, 347-205-9631. We'll get you into the realm of listening live. Anything after that, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, congrats to you last night in Tampa, along with Scott Morgenroth, that big show that Peter Blake has. You're a fixture there on Wednesdays, and man, oh man, was that good to see and hear you yesterday. That's the most must-see, must-hear show sweeping the country, and now we go into this one. And first of all, Ralph, how are you today? How can people get a hold of you? And there's a lot to talk about in the world of wrestling.
Oh, absolutely there is. We have two pay-per-views to talk about and a whole lot more. So I'm going to get into this. First, you can reach me by email, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, on my Facebook page, Ralph Williams as well, Sports Corner, The Way I See It, and Wrestle Talk on Facebook. And you can also reach me on my YouTube channel. You can check out my Sports Corner shows and my The Way I See It shows and all my Mahler shows. So and also you could check our Wrestle Talk show here every other Thursday. And our sponsor is DJ Fun. If you live in the Western Pennsylvania area and you have a party or a special event or a wedding that you need a DJ for, call DJ Fun today. He will not, and I repeat, will not take you to the cleaners like some of these other DJs. They are charging a ton of money. Some of these new, brand new DJs, only been out 6 months, and they're charging thousands of dollars. DJ Fun will not take you to the cleaners. Call 412-545-4317. DJ Fun, parties, weddings, special events. Get your date booked today because the dates are going fast.
Wow, you covered all of that. And let's talk about, the wrestling. We talked about it yesterday in Tampa, Florida, on Peter Blake's show, and this comes right after that. Great show. We got into some of the things, and we'll preview the Money in the Bank and talk about some of this other stuff that went down, but I just don't quite understand it with the whole Judgment Day, and I thought, okay, well, once I was getting sick of, you know, Edge and Priest and Ripley, I thought, okay, they won their match with AJ Styles and all those guys. And, then they add Finn Balor. But just when you think this faction's going to get big, it kind of reminded me, Ralph, in more ways than one, with the whole thing that went down with Bray Wyatt when, you know, he was starting to recruit guys. And just before he tried to bring The Undertaker in, they pulled the rug from under his feet. How stupid is this on WWE's part? And why would you do it and knock now Edge out of this thing? Edge will go back to being a face. Cody Rhodes is out for about 6 months, maybe. Who knows? So now we're going to get Edge going against his own faction here. It's ludicrous to think what WWE is trying to accomplish here in more ways than one.
Well, let me say this, Mark, and you know I always say it like this. WWE has egg on their face. And let me tell you what's going on right now. Cody Rhodes is hurt. Randy Orton is hurt. They have two top stars that produce butts in the seats right now. Roman Reigns hasn't fought in two pay-per-views, okay? Neither has the Usos, all right? So we're talking about two pay-per-views here, Mark, that did not have a feature match, a really good championship match, you know, for the title or for the tag team belts. Everything's been done now on SmackDown. So what I'm saying is there, you know, and they still, believe it or not, Hell in a Cell, now this is what WWE says. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true. They might have exaggerated the numbers. They're saying that this Hell in a Cell was the number one watched Hell in a Cell in the history of the pay-per-view. I can't find that to be true because it was a terrible pay-per-view other than the Cody Rhodes Seth Rollins match, okay? I don't know who WWE is fooling all these people. but they're not fooling guys like you and I and some of the real people who get involved in professional wrestling. And those of us that talk about it, Mark, they're not fooling us, but they're fooling people to where they spend a lot of money and go to these events, and that's fine. Go ahead and keep fooling those people, and as long as those people keep on forking out the money to go to these events, Mark, they're going to continue to get rich, and they don't give a crap what kind of product they put out there. The people are still going to watch it.
Right, and I couldn't have said it any better than you just laid it out there as far as this. And you know, we've talked about this before, Ralph, on numerous occasions. When we talk about inflation and everything and how much it's gone up, we were talking about T-shirts, and now we got Larry from Utica, New York, chiming in, basically saying he went back in his realm of treasures and pulled out a Lay at the SmackDown T-shirt on your candy ass, one of the old Rock ones. He said, you know, back then these shirts were like $15-$20. They're pushing $40. If you buy them online, sometimes they don't have a sale. If they do have a sale, it's something that was brought out, you know, 3 months ago or 4 months, trying to get rid of the liquidation factor of it. Anything new, two shirts will cost you, you know, close to $70. So things are going up all over the place. And we've talked about this. Now I'm getting a load of comments. Phil, I see you out there from Bellingham, Washington. Welcome to the show. Jerry coming in from Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to the show. And basically they're saying about the shirts, some of these shirts, the best shirts were made in the heyday. Now they're, you know, they don't last as long and stuff like that. And we'll get into that. But let's comment on these shirts things, and we'll get into the, where WWE doesn't really care about their product. They're just throwing it out there and hoping people buy it. I've always said, if you don't like what you're buying, just don't go to it, and then they'll have to bring the prices down where, you know, then people can afford it. That's all you got to do. I mean, we've talked about this before, talking about T-shirts. Yeah, I love them old T-shirts, and we can get into that right now, Ralph, as we're approaching 150 live coming across the airwaves.
Yeah, that's great, Mark. You know, as far as the T-shirts go, I want to explain something to all the listeners out there right now. We're having a supply problem in this country. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that because people don't keep up with that stuff, some people. So what I'm telling you is they're having a supply problem. I tried to get a Kenny Pickett jersey, okay, an actual Kenny Pickett jersey, okay. What happened was I got an email from the supplier. Their American warehouses are not open, and they got to go deal with them international. And they wanted me to pay for it through an international account, bank account. And my bank turned them down, and I don't blame them because I wasn't going to do it like that. This is what's going on, Mark. They're making these shirts in these countries because our factories are closed down. They're not producing anything. They're not, and then they have to go overseas to get this stuff, and it's cheap. And then they're still charging $50 for it. You see what I'm getting at? You know, my right. suggestion to everybody is buy from an outside vendor. I went to the Pirate game on Saturday. I bought me a shirt from an outside vendor. I paid $15. If I would have paid for that shirt inside the ballpark, I probably would have paid about $40. So do you see what I'm saying? If you want to buy a good wrestling shirt and you see an outside vendor, grab it as fast as you can, especially if it's your size. All right, I'm a big person, so I have to have a 4 or 5X shirt. So what I'm saying is that, you know, that's my suggestion to everybody, okay? Now, I've been to an AEW event. Their prices are not that high, all right, because I've been to their events, okay, here when they were live. So what I'm saying is that that's what I recommend everybody to do when it comes to prices with these shirts. So, you know, and that's what's going on, too. And I want to say one other thing, Mark, and I know we're going to get started. Double or Nothing from AEW 2 weeks ago was really great. It was a great 4 or 5 hour event, almost 5 hours, tremendous matches. They really put out a good pay-per-view when they did that. And I got to tell you, they put WWE to shame. They really do with their pay-per-views.
No, and you brought up an interesting point on these T-shirts. You're right. If you buy from an outside vendor, if you look for it, I mean, that's the deals. I mean, I think it's just a gouge game right now, and we're getting a load of people now chiming in. I can't get to all these people, and I see your comments and everything, but it's a gouge game. That's it, all it is. You look at the gases out here. You look at everything. People lost money for 2 years, and now that everything's opened up back up again, they're trying to get all their profits that they somehow lost. They're not counting the checks that they receive from the government and everything, but they're trying to get all their, you know, money from every which way to compensate when their doors were closed. So this is what's happening across the board. And, you know, the only way you stop this stuff is you just say, hey, you know what, we're not going to buy from you. We'll go buy, you know, you shop fruititiously. Look around. Don't, like Ralph just said, you don't go in there and buy that kind of stuff. And that's what's happening across the board. Now I'm getting a guy coming in here. Clark wants to take it on the other side. Well, I don't mind taking your question, Clark, from Las Cruces, New Mexico, on this one. But we could use this one next week, too. He said, a baseball hat out here got a San Diego Padre hat. He's a Padre fan. Cost him almost $50 for a fitted hat. Yes, it's a gouge job. I remember when those suckers were $15. And Ralph, do you want to comment on him coming out of Las Cruces?
Yeah, here, one other thing, too, I want to point out. You know, they have these outlet malls across the country, Mark. I go to one up here in Pittsburgh. We have two of them. We have Tanger down in Washington, PA, and then we have the Grove City outlets up in Grove City, PA, okay? Go to those places if you want to get sports hats, and you might even find some wrestling hats in some of these places. Go to those places. I bought a pirate hat for like $10, and sometimes they liquidate some of these things, and they discount these prices. But see, these are people in these outlet malls that are looking to get rid of stuff, but they're not going to gouge you because it's an outlet mall. You see what I'm saying? And that's that, you know, you need to start thinking about smart shopping now with this economy the way it is, gas prices, food prices, everything else. And people need to start understanding, you know, they sit there and they complain, but they don't think straight about how to balance themselves. You know, go to an outlet mall and get your souvenirs. Look for a discounted place. Look for something in your community or in around the area that might be able to, you know, get you what you need so that you don't have to go into the stadium and pay $8,000 or go into the arena and pay $1 million and have to take out a loan, you know, to get everything you need.
No, it's well said. And, you know, when you look at it, you're right. It's a gouge job across the board. And we've talked about that, whether it's, you know, buying this, somebody coming in here and saying they bought a Money in the Bank, suitcase years ago when it was 75, just imagine how much it is now. Yeah, it probably cost you $150 for one of those. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it is out of control, Mark, but I urge people, and I urge them, you know what I mean, as we're having this discussion, I urge people, make some common sense purchases. Don't you know, I understand little Johnny, little Susie, little Jimmy, want this, want that, but be a smart shopper. Because right now, that's what you need to do. Because right now, nobody's doing anything to stop any of this gouging. And that's what's, and as you mentioned before, Mark, that is what's going on right now. And I hate to see people get ripped off. I really do. And you know what? I'll blast anybody that rips somebody off. And that's a shame. And I don't like it, what's going on. You know what I mean? I mean, people are just, it's getting out of control in this country with this stuff. That's for another day. We can get back to talking wrestling.
Yeah, and where do you want to go on that right now? You got the forum floor to discuss wherever you want to go, and I'll be more than happy to comment on it.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit, you know, about AEW. We talked yesterday or last night about CM Punk being down. Now Jon Moxley has the title for AEW. As I mentioned last night, I think AEW is in good shape. Regardless of who has the title right now. Hangman Adam Page was doing a pretty decent job with it. Adam Cole got that Owen Hart championship, and his girlfriend, Dr. Britt Baker, who is actually from Pittsburgh area. She's from Mercer County, and she has a dental student, went to Pitt, Mark, and she is actually was a dental student and has her own dentist office. In a couple of them in Pittsburgh area. So,
wow, that's amazing. So let's keep going.
And it was nice to see Wardlow get away from MJF. And, you know, it was really AEW's been putting out a pretty decent product. And the good thing I like about AEW, Mark, they don't play around. They don't do all this talking and jibber-jabber and having all this guy's show and that guy's show. And then your ending of the show of the night is a show or somebody talking. They have matches. They have real wrestling. They have interviews, but they don't take 6 years to get the interview done. They don't, they're not long-winded. I mean, you know, and things like that. And I like that. I like the way AEW has their product right now. And now that they own ROH and they got and the New Japan Wrestling and things like that, I think AEW can come out of that $50 million hole that Conan says that they're in and maybe, you know, be able to get out of that hole. And now people are starting to sell out their events and, you know, and buy their products and things like that.
Well, you bring up interesting points. I know it comes into Pittsburgh, I believe, the end of August again, the WWE. I haven't seen them on the radar in Los Angeles. They might come. They always usually used to make their Christmas tours, but they're gearing up for the big one, WrestleMania. So that'll be the big one in L.A. But when you look at this thing, and you're absolutely right, this product now has gone down the tubes. I just look at this and I say to myself, I don't even know if they have the right people in charge. And maybe this is the way the country's going in more ways than one, that people are just getting tuned out by this kind of things because at the top they just don't seem to care. And what I mean by that is the product is diluted. You shouldn't have 3 hours on Monday Night Raw, come back in 2 hours on SmackDown. It's another hour of jibber-jash. And they don't know how to use these guys. One day you think they're going to be a face. The next day they're going to be a heel. The next minute they're going to be a face. The next second they're going to be a heel. And it's like the Seth Rollins thing is getting stupider by the moment. I don't understand the whole Riddle thing. Where is Randy Orton? What's going on with the bloodline Roman Reigns? And, you know, we got Kevin Owens here. We got Sami Zayn here. I mean, we've had guys filter in here and then filter out. The host of Jackass is gone now. So, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately? It's like a 15-minute car chase. And you know what? I hate to say this, but I will tell you this. Vince McMahon needs to get himself out of this business and sell it to Fox.
Yeah, either sell it to Fox or sell it to his children in Triple H and let them – let Stephanie, Shane, and Triple H, and Shawn Michaels, people who have been in the grind, let them run it now. Bruce Pritchard is horrible. John Laurinaitis, get rid of him. He's a waste. And they got Tyson Kidd now. What's-her-face's husband? He can't wrestle no more. They got him now as a producer. Natalia, that's her husband. So, I mean, they got him doing stuff now. They got Curtis Axel working security. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You should see the stuff that they got going on. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. It's just a sideshow joke, and that's what the WWE has turned into, and it's gotten so bad, Mark. I don't even want to watch Raw anymore because I'm getting tired of the same matches, the same – like they got Shanky – going up against the Mysterios. I mean, come on, you know, that's old. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, we saw, you know, and we got Simon coming out. And Simon, thank you for chewing in and chopping through here in Warren, Ohio. He basically said, yeah, I got a T-shirt with the Maharaja. I remember that one.
There's another waste of talent, Mark. There's a guy that was WWE champion.
You know what, Ralph? They didn't know what to do with the guy. Then he went away. He went to the 24-hour fitness 7 days a week for about 6 months. He came back. They pushed him, and then all of a sudden he got pushed out. Now he's with Shanky and all these other characters.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what to do with Jinder Mahal. They didn't know what to do with him before. Remember when he was with that 3MB, and it was Drew McIntyre, and what's his face? It's an Impact right now. He's teaming up again with Rhino, and he's from West Virginia.
He had the two little Smurf guys too. I can't think of those guys, but he had those
yeah,
two
I
guys.
Yeah, I remember them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, those two
yeah,
lackeys coming in and stuff. Yeah, it's
yeah.
amazing to see what's happening with these guys across the board. But, yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's just ridiculous. But, like I again, like I said, what is really sad, Mark, is that these people actually go out and buy this product. They actually go to
yeah.
these events. I stopped going to Raw events. I went to one four years ago. I stopped going to them.
Yeah.
My mom used to love to watch it. She quit watching it because she got tired of the same old thing all the time. My mom did. And now I have Raw on, but I always look to see if there's a movie or something on. I'll switch back and forth.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. These matches are just terrible. You can't tune into this because, and then on top of that, it's again like you mentioned earlier, and you brought up a great point, like I did. It's just all talk, and I don't want to hear that. I want to see wrestling. I want to see matches.
Yep.
I don't want
and
to see
you
all
know
this
what?
Talk.
If there's a great baseball game on, Ralph, I'm probably watching the beginning of Raw. I'll come back towards the end of Raw. I'm not interested in the middle. Now I've timed it to where at the top of the hour they might have a good thing going. In between, it's just a big joke. It's just prepping for the next pay-per-view or something. SmackDown's a little bit better the way they've done that, but you're right. They've liquidated this product, and now people are starting to tune it out. You know, it's kind of like watching a bad team play in a sport. You get tired of it after a while. You don't go. You dress up as an empty chair, and that's what ends up happening across the board. And we'll get into it next week as far as that goes. Now we're getting, other questions pertaining to it, and food's a ripoff, and everything's a ripoff over there. I had a friend that went to this last WrestleMania in Dallas, and he said he bought three shirts. It cost him $100. He said, you know, the plane fare out there was expensive, the hotel, you know, and they come up with this, well, we got this plan where you can spend 3 days out here and do all this, meet the wrestlers and all that. Hey, you know what? If somebody's paying an expensive amount of money for a ticket, you should just put those people out there to greet them and sign autographs to begin with, instead of overcharging them and, you know, having these pay-per-views on a Saturday to, oh, well, you can meet this guy right now, and for $30 he'll sign your shirt and stuff. Come on, man. Just gouging people.
Yeah, well, one other thing I wanted to say, and that was why tonight, and Tom Lejerky couldn't be on with us tonight because he had a prior obligation or whatever, and he couldn't be on tonight. I wanted him to come on and explain to everybody about how great now that the independents are doing. All right, because what happens with the independents, and you know this, Mark, you were involved in the independent circuit of wrestling, and it's more. Close up, it's cheaper to go to it. These wrestlers will shake your hand, they'll take pictures with you. You know, you don't have to, you know, we just had an event here by the International Wrestling Cartel, and I'm not going to promote them because they don't return my phone calls for any sponsorship or anything. I've been trying to get a working relationship with these independents here, and, you know, these guys want to give me smart comments and stuff like that. I don't have time for it. But anyway, they had the Hardys, they had Matt Taven, they had a bunch of people at this one event, and everyone took pictures and posted it on Facebook, and it was nice to see that these people were happy, and they enjoy going to these events, and they sell out, Mark, because they're only $20, and you can watch, you know, and be close up and enjoy it and have fun with it, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, like I said, the WWE product that you got to pay a lot of money for. You know, but that's what people do now, Mark, and it's a shame. It really is.
No, you're right. You're right. So as we wind this thing down, there's about less than 6 minutes. It goes by so quick, and we rant and rave and bring everything up, and the listeners love it. What's any thoughts you have when you start to look at Money in the Bank and everything, where this thing is going?
Well, good question. Who's going to the rumors I'm hearing is Drew McIntyre is going to win it again. Or it could be The Miz. They're talking about him. They need to, again, here's another one. They need to do something with him. I mean, you know, I'm not a Miz fan, but I tell you what, he's not being used properly. Mark, you see what's going on with him, you know, and, You know, they're talking about bringing – they have to do something with Money in the Bank and get somebody to hold the briefcase that's sufficient and can do. They got Cena coming – John Cena coming back, as I mentioned last night. I don't know if he's going to be at Money in the Bank. I'm hearing he's going to be wrestling at SummerSlam. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. WWE right now has to do something to fix these pay-per-views. They have to do something, as far – they didn't even have Ronda Rousey wrestling. That's a shame. I mean, you know, and I mean, it's really terrible. It's horrible the way they're doing things. And another thing too, Mark, don't forget Fox has input now with SmackDown, because Fox said they weren't going to sign that deal if they couldn't have input. So Fox has executives that are telling Vince McMahon and all of them what to do on that on SmackDown. They want that product to be well. They don't want that embarrassment on their network, you know, like on USA. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
That's why Raw is what Raw is, you know?
Unbelievable when you look at this and breaking it down. And, you know, we talked about Carmella yesterday on the Tampa show. She's been forgotten. Are you shocked at what's going on in the women's categories here?
Here is something, Mark, that is shameful. They had a strictly women's pay-per-view. Remember that? A few years back, right before COVID, in 19, I believe it was, or 18 even, they had that pay-per-view, and it was nothing but women's matches. And it was great. It was beautiful. They put the women's wrestling on the map, and then all of a sudden it went right down the toilet again. And now it's a joke. It really is. I'm sick of seeing Doudrop. I'm tired of seeing that Nikki A.S.H. or whatever the heck she is. Now we don't have any women's tag team belt title belts. Holders, because Naomi and Sasha Banks walked out. They didn't like the way it was their thing was going, and you know it's a joke. It really is. It's a big fat joke, and it's sad because Stephanie McMahon worked really hard for that pay-per-view.
I can't understand the whole Doudrop thing, but then you got to look at the Sasha Banks and Naomi taking off.
Yeah. Sasha Banks and Naomi would help the situation. I didn't think they were going to put them in a situation where they were going to walk out. You know, I mean, you know, here we go again. Like you said, I think Vince McMahon is too involved. He needs to do what the Pirate owner Bob Nutting is doing. Needs to keep his mouth shut and get out of the picture. They're cutting wrestlers again, Mark. They're talking about releasing wrestlers again. They can't do that.
Well, who do you think is going with about 2 minutes left in this show? Who do you think is going?
Probably that T-Bar. They'll probably get rid of Drew Gulak. They'll probably get rid of maybe that Tazara. I heard they're getting rid of that 24/7 joke of a championship. They're getting rid of that. I heard they're going to bring something else out. I mean, they have to. That thing is a joke, too. You know, I mean, come on. You know, I think those are going to be three that I think they're going to release. And I heard they're releasing a bunch of NXT wrestlers because they're not satisfied with them. If they can't make the main brand, they don't want them around. And they've got so many wrestlers down at that training facility that they're able to shuffle wrestlers around. So they're releasing people that they think are deadbeats or bums.
Wow, that is absolutely ludicrous, to say the least. As we wind this thing down, I know you've got info that you want to pass on along with the sponsor. And how can people get a hold of you till next week when the Bird Boys come back and we'll be breaking up? The Pirates will be finishing up that 8-game road trip, 4 in Atlanta, 4 in St. Louis, and coming back home, and we'll be previewing the Giants series as the Giants will make their way through Pittsburgh. But let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. Let everybody know that new sponsor we got here.
It's RalphWilliams737@gmail.com is my Gmail address or my email address, and you can catch me on Facebook, Ralph Williams, on my Facebook page. I also am on Twitter, and I'm on Wimkin. Also, you can catch my one other Facebook page that says Sports Corner, The Way I See It, Wrestle Talk, and you can also catch me on my YouTube channel. I have shows on there as well. So, just look up Ralph Williams. And as far as our sponsor goes, DJ Fun. Do you need a DJ? Graduations are coming up. You have birthday parties, summer picnics, family reunions. Call DJ Fun today, 412-545-4317. You're going to be real surprised because DJ Fun is not gouging you like everybody, all the other DJs are. They are gouging people. DJ Fun's not doing that. Give him a call, 412-545-4317. Over 10 years of experience in doing parties, weddings, special events, all kinds of stuff. You need a DJ, call him today.
Oh, I love it, man. Little by little, we keep moving this train. Ralph, for you out there in Pittsburgh, here's truly Mark Mancini out here in Los Angeles. Over 310 live listens. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Yes, we will.
Same channel. Catch this archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. Till then, have a blessed one, and thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Have a good night. Be safe. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.